talk about that coming up. But right here, right now, let's start off our show with a talk with the group involved with trying to do something about the opioid epidemic, as it's been described. Get prescription drugs off the street. They are working towards this end. And joining us here on the line to give us his perspective is Rob Molloy. Rob, how have you been, sir?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, sir. We've heard there have been many different conversations held. We know our provincial government has talked about some kind of a strategy to deal with the opioid epidemic. Is this moving in the right direction, and is it moving quickly enough?
Well, it's encouraging that the provincial health system is taking the issue seriously and trying to come up with an action plan. From what I've read in media releases, the chief public health officer, Dr. Strang, has formed seven committees to try and deal with the issue, and he indicated that they're going to come up with an action plan in late January, early February. It's a little bit disappointing that it's taken this long for the province to initiate an action plan to try and deal with the crisis. This has been an issue that's been going on for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But better late than never, I guess.
Rob Molloy is here. Get prescription drugs off the street. We hear from the chief medical officer of health that, addiction is a serious issue. And then we also hear that the process in place to kind of keep tabs on this has some failings in its own. The Auditor General pointed those out. In fact, we just heard recently another 10 doctors are being investigated for what are called irregularities in their prescribing practices. I'm wondering, we were told, we are one of the few provinces in the country with this kind of monitoring system, but I'm wondering, again, how effective it is and whether we need to have somebody else minding the numbers.
Well, I think the Dr. Sarah Jones case was an indication that the prescription monitoring program had loopholes and had issues. Now, I understand that a review of the monitoring program has been done, and the review has been given to the provincial minister of health, Leo Glavine. However, the recommendations haven't been implemented yet, or a decision made on which recommendations are going to be implemented. But it's encouraging that a review has been done, and they're at least making some suggestions of how to close some of the loopholes that have resulted in an overprescribing of prescription opioids, which has resulted in diversion of a lot of prescription opioids on the street.
We've got the Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets Enforcement Consultant and Director Rob Molloy here on the line with us this afternoon. When we hear or when we have this conversation, there are others who are within the pain management community who say, there's some really legitimate reasons for people to be prescribed these drugs, and that in some cases, there's a fight on both sides of these issues, trying to make aware that, yes, indeed, in fact, the pain management plan that may include opioids can be safe. But again, I'm wondering, does that even come up in discussion with your organization?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our organization is not trying to eliminate opioids as a pain management tool. Opioids are an effective pain management tool for the right health issues in the right settings. They're an effective health tool, pain management tool for end-of-life pain in a hospital setting, people with cancer pain, people with acute pain. The issue is that opioids have been prescribed for chronic and moderate pain in too high dosages for too long a period of time. And the nature of opioids is that they're highly addictive. So if somebody is prescribed opioids for, let's say, fibromyalgia or lower back pain for a long period of time in high dosages, then often the benefit is, the risk is greater than the benefit, because they do become dependent and addicted quite often. And then if they get weaned down or have to stop using opioids, then they go through withdrawal, and often those individuals end up seeking opioids on the street. And there's also recreational use. Because of the overabundance of opioids that are available because of overprescribing, and those opioids are being diverted, then a lot of individuals who are drug-seeking use them for recreational purposes because they're basically synthetic heroin and you can use them to get high. The major issue is, you know, how we got here is the overprescribing for chronic and moderate pain. Just too many opioids prescribed to patients, mostly from general practitioners at too high dosages, and that's why we have a crisis right now.
Rob Malloy here on the line with us. Get Prescription Drugs Off the Street is the group he's with. Have you been involved? Has this your association been involved with consultations with government?
We have been in consultation with the provincial health minister and the federal health minister, and we've lobbied them for years and written many letters to them with suggestions on things that could be done to try and diminish this crisis. Some of them have been done, and some of them haven't.
Wondering if government's approach to this and public health's approach to this, do you think this is going to make a difference in addictions and overdoses?
Well, it depends on the implementation. I mean, it's great to form committees and come up with action plans, but it depends on the implementation. I just find in Canada we're just too conservative and too soft when it comes to change. The Center for Disease Control in the U.S. already changed their prescribing guidelines in March, and they have 12 recommendations for their doctors, and they're recommending that opioids not be first-line therapy for chronic pain, that alternatives be used first, that opioids can be used for acute pain, somebody with a severe level of pain, but not for a long period of time. They're recommending 3 days, 7 days maximum, and then move on to another non-opioid treatment. So I hope that what we implement here is going to be strong enough to diminish the crisis, bring it to a level where it is manageable. But we can't keep creating new addicts by overprescribing. That is the, in my opinion, number one issue we have right now with the prescription opioids is overprescribing and unnecessary prescribing.
Rob Malloy, thank you for adding your voice to this conversation. And clearly the issue is still important and we'll keep talking about it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sheldon. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rob Malloy, as mentioned, is with the organization known as Get Prescription Drugs Off the Street. And he says if the strategy is rolled out appropriately, then perhaps it will make a difference. I was just reading some recommendations from a doctor in Antigonish by the name of Maureen Allen. She actually brought this forward to the Canadian College of Family Physicians earlier in the summer. And she is an emergency room doctor who has, come up with what she's describing as a six-step solution. And she says if doctors were to use this simple map when they encounter a patient who's looking at ways of dealing with chronic pain, it just might make a difference. The steps are, one, patients present with pain. Well, that makes sense. Number two, determine the type of pain, acute, chronic, end of life. Number three, decide if any interventions are required. And then number four, look at possible alternative therapies. Number five, consider pharmacological options. And number six, assess whether addiction is a concern. As they say, that is a pretty straightforward, simple approach that just might make it easier for doctors to go through that list. But of course, those awkward and uncomfortable conversations, and people have already, moved into addiction. And then that's where we see the ongoing